कामशा ग्लानेर भवति भारत। अद्युतानं मधर्मशा तदात्मानं सृजाम्यहम्। परित्राणाय साधुना विनाशाय च दुष्कृता। धर्म संस्थापना शंभवामि युगे। हरेर नाम केवलम्। कलौ नास्तेव 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 गतिरन्यथा। कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे।
हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे
हरे। हरे कृष्ण डियर डिवोटीज एंड वेलकम टू ऑल weekly Krishna Consciousness program. And once again, I would like to invite all the listeners to the Hare Krishna Temple, which is at 1229 Coatesville Riverhead Highway, also known as Highway 28, where every Sundays we hold a very special program for our general public, starting at 11:30 with bhajans and kirtans, followed by aarti of their lordships at 12:30. Then we have a discourse on Krishna consciousness based on Srimad Bhagavad Gita or Srimad Bhagavatam or both. And then we have Guru Puja of our founder Acharya, His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. And we finish the day's program at 2:30 with vegetarian feast. Please come along and join us. Find out for yourself what is Krishna consciousness all about. Today I'm going to look at the question of why do we pray or worship God, or also go to the temple or church or Gurudwara or Masjid. It is a very good question. Unless we ask this essential why, we will never have the conviction in faith to do it with a proper spirit. Everyone is looking for happiness. For example, when a mosquito bites you, it doesn't do it to give you malaria or dengue or yellow fever or whatever. It just wants to drink your blood because that gives it happiness. Similarly, all the amazing things that people do in society today, it is all in pursuance of happiness. But what is the real happiness? Before we can understand what is real pleasure, we have to understand who is trying to enjoy. If you want happiness based on truth, we must worship God in every act of life. We worship God because it is the truth. It is our essence. It is our nature. And forgetfulness of the nature is the root cause of all the problems in this world. Dharma artha kama mokshayam ye ichchahi shrihe atmanah ekam he eva harer satatra karmanam pada sevanam. శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం కెంటో 4 చాప్టర్ 8 టెక్స్ట్ 41. ఎనీ పర్సన్ హూ డిజైర్స్ ద ఫ్రూట్స్ ఆఫ్ ద ఫోర్ ప్రిన్సిపల్స్ రిలీజియోసిటీ, ఎకనామిక్ డెవలప్మెంట్, సెన్స్ గ్రటిఫికేషన్ అండ్ ఎట్ ది ఎండ్ లిబరేషన్ షుడ్ ఎంగేజ్ హిమ్సెల్ఫ్ ఇన్ ద డివోషనల్ సర్వీస్ ఆఫ్ ద సుప్రీం పర్సనాలిటీ ఆఫ్ గాడ్ హెడ్ ఫర్ వర్షిప్ ఆఫ్ హిస్ లోటస్ ఫీట్ హీల్స్ ద ఫుల్ఫిల్మెంట్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ ఆఫ్ దీస్ That's dharma, artha, kaam and moksha. That's from Srimad Bhagavatam. Srila Prabhupada further explains this, that in Bhagavad Gita, it is stated that only with the sanction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead can the demigods offer benedictions. The demigods cannot give any benediction without the sanction of the Supreme Lord. And Narad Muni advises that even for religiosity, that even for religiosity, economic development, sense gratification or liberation, that is dharma, artha, kama, moksha, one should approach the Supreme Personality of Godhead, offer prayers and ask for the fulfillment of one's desire at the lotus feet of the Lord. That is real intelligence. The real path of religion is to surrender at the lotus feet of the Lord. For one who is actually surrendered to the lotus feet of the Lord, there is no question of any separate endeavor for economic development. A devotee engaged in the service of the Lord is not disappointed in the satisfaction of his senses. If he wants to satisfy his senses, Krishna fulfills that desire. As far as liberation is concerned, any devotee fully engaged in the service of the Lord is already liberated. Therefore, there is no separate necessity for his liberation. Everyone has got a certain type of body on account of different types of sense gratification. Otherwise, why are there so many varieties of living entities? Why one is a human being? Why one is a pig? Why one is a demigod? Why one is a cow? Why one is a tiger? Why one is a tree? Why one is a fish? And so forth. So many, 8,400,000 different living entities. This is all due to our desire for sense gratification. These varieties, otherwise, one variety would have done the job, would have been existing. Why there are so many varieties? We are simply desiring one after another. Lord Krishna explains in Bhagavad Gita, Ishvara sarva bhutanam hirdesu arjuna tishtati brahmanye sarva bhutani yantra rudani mayaya. Bhagavad Gita, chapter 18, text 61. By the order of the Supreme, material nature fashions a particular type of body to a particular type of living entity so that he may work according to his past desires. As soon as a living entity is placed in a particular type of body, he has to work under the spell of that bodily situation. A person seated in a high-speed motor car goes faster than one seated in a slower car, though the living entities, the drivers, may be the same. The Lord is so merciful, he lets us have what we desire. He asks Maya, the material nature, give him a body like this. He wants this. Therefore, we have got varieties. Because we have got varieties of desires, we have got varieties of bodies. This is the explanation. Otherwise, who will explain why there are so many varieties of bodies? The varieties of bodies means varieties of desires. If we want to stop these varieties of bodies, then we should give up all these nonsense desires. Anya bhilasa sunyam jnana karmanadi anavartatam. You are jnani, you are karmi, you are yogi, but your desires are all different. One yogi wants this, one yogi wants that, somebody wants I shall fly in the sky, one yogi wants I shall walk on the water, one yogi thinks I shall create gold and show magic to the rascal people that I am God. This is going on. one jnani, he is speaking something, one karmi is speaking something else, he is doing something else. This is going on. Therefore, there are varieties of bodies and varieties of desires. We have to stop this nonsense desires. Lord Krishna again in Bhagavad Gita says, Chaturvidha vajante mam jnana, jnana sukritano arjana, artho jigyasur, arthati jnani cha bharatarashav. Four kinds of pious people begin to render devotional service unto me. Their distress, the desire of wealth, the inquisitive, and he who is searching for knowledge of the Absolute. Unlike the miscreants, these people are adherents of the regulative principles of the scriptures, and they are called Sukritana, or those who obey the rules and regulations of the scriptures, the moral and the social laws, and are more or less devoted to the Supreme Lord. Out of these desires are four classes. Out of these there are four classes of men. Those who are sometimes distressed, those who are in need of money, those who are sometimes inquisitive, and those who are sometimes searching after knowledge of the Absolute Truth. These persons come to the Supreme Lord for devotional service under different conditions. These are not pure devotees because they have some aspirations to fulfill in exchange for devotional service. Pure devotional service is without aspirations and without desire for material profit. When these four kinds of persons come to the Supreme Lord for devotional service and are completely purified by the association of a pure devotee, they also become pure devotees. As far as the miscreants are concerned, for them devotional service is very difficult because their lives are selfish, irregular, and without spiritual goals. But even some of them, by chance, when they come in contact with a pure devotee, also become pure devotees. Those who are always busy with fruitive activities come to the Lord in material distress, and at that time associate with pure devotees and become, in their distress, devotees of the Lord. Those who are simply frustrated also come sometimes to associate with the pure devotees and become inquisitive to know about God. Similarly, when the dry philosophers are frustrated in every field of knowledge, they sometimes want to learn about God, and they come to the Supreme Lord to render devotional service and learn about the personal conception of Godhead by the grace of the Supreme Lord or His pure devotees. Now, what is the purpose of religion? Why human society? In human society, why there is some sort of religion? The animals, they have got no religion. Therefore, if human society gives up the process of religion, doesn't matter what religion he professes, if he doesn't care for religion, the society is no better than animal society. Then it is an animal society, because animals, they have got no religion. Human society must have some sort of religion. It doesn't matter whether Christian, Buddhism, Hinduism, anything, a human being must follow some religion. That is civilization. That is the behavior of civilized society. At the present moment, they are neglecting, but in every country, either they are, either there may be temples or churches or mosques or gurudwaras, people were very religious minded before this age. Whether people understand the principles of their religion or not, but the religious spirit is there in them. Religiosity must be there in the human society. And what is the purpose of religion? The religious principles means that this material life is not happy, and we are searching after happiness. Real happiness is not in this world. You take Lord Jesus Christ or Buddha or Lord Chaitanya or Krishna or anyone. Nobody says that you make adjustment here and live peacefully. No, nobody says this. So religious principles means to know that this is not the place to live happily. This is the principal aim of teaching religious. We are trying to live here, making things nicely adjusted, peace and prosperity. That will never be possible. Religiously trained mind means he will know that this is not the place for me. I should withdraw my attachment for this place. And I must know what is my necessity. I am a spirit soul. I am not this body. Therefore, bodily necessities are not all my demands. I must develop my spiritual needs. That is the purpose of religion. It is stated in Srimad Bhagavatam, Vasudeva Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojita. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 2, Text 7. All these religious principles can be achieved immediately if you place your love unto Krishna. Vasudeva Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga. Bhakti Yoga means devotional service. If you try to save Krishna in devotional service, then all these principles of religious dharma, artha, kama, moksha will automatically come. You will know that I am not this body, I am a spirit soul. The material attachment is useless for me. My real business is the spiritual advancement of life. Everything will be clear if you simply execute devotional service of Krishna. Vasudeva Bhagavati. However, one may very nicely execute his prescribed duties according to his religion. But if he does not develop to hear about Krishna or God, just like you are sitting in your homes and listening to this radio broadcast about the Lord, you are developing to hear something about God. Krishna. You may do your duty very nicely. You may be very moralistic or philanthropist, etc. But if you do not have that propensity to hear something about God, then all these are shramihiya kevalam. Simply laboring. That's all. That means wasting time. Now people are generally inclined to execute religious principles to make an economic development. Just like when people go to church and pray, oh God, please give us our daily bread. Or go to temple and pray, my dear Krishna, please keep my family well. Or let me have this job. All this is mainly economic development, economic problem. Bhagavatam says that religion is not meant for economic solution. Economic solution is there. Either you be religious or not. In God's kingdom, there is wheat, there is rice, there is water, rainfall, and the production. Everything is there. There is fruit, there is flour. Either you are religious or not. It doesn't matter. Your economic problem is settled already. Just like in the prison, they are criminals. That does not mean they will starve to death. The government has all the arrangements, made all the arrangements to feed them. This material world is also a prison. All criminals are here. Those who are religious and those who are not religious do not care for God. Everyone has their problem: food, housing, disease, and death. Bhagavat says, dharma sehi apravagar sienarto ratayopakalpate. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 2, Text 9. Don't execute religious principles for solving your economic problems. If my energy is spent for Krishna's cause, then it is well utilized. And if I utilize my energy for sense gratification, then I am no better than cats and dogs, no better than animals. When we get money, it is not meant for sense gratification. Then what is it? What is the money meant for? We have got senses. We have to satisfy. Yes, you have to satisfy it, but not for enjoyment. You require food, yes, for maintaining your body, not for satisfying your tongue. I want to eat this, I want to eat that, I want to eat that. No, eat something, just maintain your body, that's all. You sleep just to keep yourself fit to work, not that sleeping for 12 hours, 14 hours. No, 6, 7, at most 8 hours, that's all we need. Then eating, sleeping, defending, that's all required. Defend yourself, not to encroach upon others' property, just like Hitler sending soldiers in others' country. You defend your own country. That's all right. You defend your home. That is not prohibited. The Shastra allows it. I become Krishna conscious. I still have to work. That is allowed. But what is our main business? Jasehi tattva jijigyasa narto yascha yascha karma bhi. Our only business is to understand what you are. What God is? What is this world? What is your relationship? This is our main business. This is our main business. Not that you earn money and use it for sense gratification, as it is going on in this materialistic way of life. We must be inquisitive to know who we are. What is our duty? That is our main business. Jivasya tattva jijyasa narto yache karma bhi. Our main activity should be inquiring about our spiritual existence. That should be our main inquiry. Therefore, the Bhagavad Gita, in Bhagavad Gita you will find beginning of a spiritual life is Shraddha, just like you have come here. You come to our temple. It is based on Shraddha. Or you are listening to this program. It is based on Shraddha or little faith. Otherwise, there are millions of people. Why they are not coming to temple? Why they are not going to church? Because there is no Shraddha, no faith. But anyone who comes, it means there is Ado Shraddha. This Shraddha has been Shraddhadhana. Krishna said, so what is that verse? Ashraddhadhana, Shraddha. And the opposite word is Ashraddha. So what Krishna said, if one has no faith, Ashradhadhana Purusha Dharmasya Parantapa. Bhagavad Gita chapter 9, text 3. What Krishna said? Krishna personally comes to enlighten us that this is your life. You should do like this. You should live like this. You should act like this. Why you are rotting in this material world? So the same thing is repeated in different way, in different places. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 5, Text 4, is said, Nunam Paramatma Paramtaha Kurute Vikramaha. These people have become so mad. Paramataha Prakrashtaha Rupena Mataha. Mata means mad, intoxicated. And one, another. Para means Prakrishna sufficiently made. So these materialistic people, you will see everywhere, they are running here and there, especially in the Western countries, from the early morning. And now it is happening in India too. From early morning, from 5 o'clock, still earlier sometime, the whole street is full of cars. They are going to their work. Those who have gone to foreign countries or come to foreign countries have seen this in every big cities of the Western countries. They are always busy. They work. Now we are also imitating them in India. Our leaders are advertising, work hard, work hard. That you are pulling a rickshaw, that is not sufficient. Still you have to work hard. You are pulling on tela. That is not sufficient. You have to still, well, what can I do more? This is going on. This is material civilization. Nunam parmataha krute vikramaha. And what are they doing this for? Yad indriya priti apranoti. The aim is how to satisfy senses. Eat, drink, be merry and enjoy. That's all. I get money, go to the restaurant, go to the liquor shop, pubs, go to the prostitute house and nightclub and so on. Because they have no other business. They do not know anything more than that. Indriya pritya, a little sense gratification. So they are all made according to Srimad Bhagavatam. So nunanam paramataha kurate vikramaha. And they are implicating so many sinful activities, legally and virtually. They are becoming implicated. Yajanartav karmano anantra lokayam karma bandhana. If you don't act only for yajna, then you become implicated. The evidence is the proof. The evidence is, or the proof is, I'm implicated, that there are different varieties of life. You should know that why there are so many varieties of life. That is explained here. The varieties of life is sa sadhu. Na sadhu manye yata atmano yam asanam api kaleshadha asya deha. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 5, Text 4. And anyone who has got this material body means kaleshadha, different degrees of kaleshadha, different degrees of suffering. His body is also kaleshada, giving some pain. Nobody is free from pain, kalesh. They are very big, rich men in all over the world. So he cannot eat. His appetite was there, so he is rich man. He was given sufficient food, simply so he could not eat. What a big, rich man. And one poor man was passing on the street, taking a fish and chanting, very enchanting, singing actually, very jubilantly. So this gentleman, so he said that, I have become so rich, but I have no appetite in spite of so many nice food stuff before me. And that poor man is carrying one fish. He's thinking that he'll go and cook and eat it very nicely. He's so jubilant. So if I would have become a poor man like him, I could have enjoyed some food. He was wishing that. Because real business is sense gratification. So in spite of his becoming so rich, he could not gratify his senses. So let's stop here and we'll continue next week. Let's have some kirtan.